This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning, friends. How are you? So we have a lot of good questions on the siman. I feel like it would be kedai to bring in the right authority, maybe to have a question and answer about the topic of mitzvot srichas kavana. By the way, Rabbi Elliot, maybe he'll be on in a minute, sent me a very good shaila also. We're talking about saying amen at the end of Havoicha Ba'amai Sobi Ahava. And we said, really, the Mishnah Berurah comes out, and all the Achorayim Paskin, like the Rama, that really you should say amen, but to avoid the issue entirely, you try to end off together with the Chazan. But if you didn't, of course, you should say amen. And we pointed out then a situation where, let's say, you already said the Shema before the davening, then l'chayra, you need to not finish up with the chazan. You should say the bracha regularly and answer amen. So Eliot pointed out, then what about by Maariv? So you say by Maariv, usually you don't say Shema before. Yeah, but what about Friday night where you have to repeat the Shema later because you're not saying it bezmanoi? Then l'chayra, you should dafka answer amen because it's not a birchas hamitzvah. V'loi ro'inu, that people are makbid, daf go to answer amen by Maariv. Unless this becomes very confusing to people to start cheshbening, it's not so pasha to make these cheshbonos. Even I'm trying to think, well, on a regular Friday night, then you should say it first to answer amen. On a Matzah Shabbos, it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, then you should go ahead. I mean, it's a little bit complex, but I mean, L'chor, that's what it would come out. Okay, Sif Beis. Simen Samach Aleph Sif Beis. Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Hayom. By the way, my friend Isaac Yostolovsky pointed out that the Chida brings from the Radvaz that, do you remember many times we spoke about the Kabbalistic shame, Tav Chaf He? Yeah, Tav Chaf He kills the enemies, right? Kills. For example, Mehera b'Seferes Uzecha. Mehera b'Seferes Uzecha. Soifei Tevois He Tav Chaf. Tav Chaf He, yeah? That's one. Or Azavta Darshecha Hashem. There are many, many examples of Tav Chaf He, right? We once gave a shir on it. But another example of Tav Chaf He, V'ahavta Eis Hashem. You hear that? So the Chida says, that's Pshat. They said to Rabbi Akiva, Ad Kan? Why are you stopping Vayachad? Just say V'ahavta Eis Hashem and you'll kill your enemies. That's Pshat Ad Kan. Why are you stopping there? You should say V'ahavta Eis Hashem. And Rabbi Akiva says, my whole life I wanted to give up my life Be'achad. So I can't continue. I'm not going to give up the opportunity. You're right, I could kill them. I'm not going to lose this opportunity. Ayam and Ayra. Okay. Simen Sif Beis. Asher anoichi mitzavcha hayoim. Haynu loymar b'chol yoim yiyu b'einecha k'chadashim. That which I command you today, that is to say, every day it should be like it's new in your eyes. V'loy k'mi shekvar shama oisei harbe pa'amim. Not like someone who already heard it many times. She'enoi chaviv etzlei, that it's not dear to him. Now, why is the Mechaber bringing down drashas over here? It's very interesting. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Dalad. Bereses Vaziyah. This is going back in Sif Aleph. Kasavat Tor b'shem Rav Amram. L'shavye inish l'kriyashma b'chol zman d'karilei kifroit g'ma chadasha. A person should make kriyashma every time that he reads it, like a new proclamation. Huksav tzivei hamelcha b'nei mendinasai. That's the writing of the king to the inhabitants. V'yachsha b'liba, he should think, ilo melech basar v'adam sh'lech proit g'ma chadasha. If a king of flesh and blood issued a new statement, Here's a good analogy. Imagine if the Mayetzes came out with a new Kol Koire. Yeah? Oh, what'd they say, Or, if the President of the United States issued a new statement about Israel. Or even, there's a new headline in the news. have to read it. What is it? You know, have they spin it this time? So it would be exciting to you. So you could ask, this Kavu Chomer seems to have a little pircha over here. You know what the pircha is? That if it was the king, it would have been a new proclamation. But I said Shema yesterday, and I said it the day before. So what's the answer to that? Let's see. Because of Aprisha, the Lahachi Himshilu Leproit Kumaksav Tzivar Melech. The reason it compares it to the proclamation of the king, Lai Melecha, Shalai Tikur Kirishma Bechatifa. You should not read it, grabbing it, Vamrutza, quickly, Uva Irbav Hadvarim, Ela Bemiton, but patiently, Mila Bemila, Uva Hefsik Bein Davar Ladavar, Ka'adam HaKari Tzivar HaMelech, like someone who reads the Tzivar, the king, Shekare Bemiton Gadol, that he reads it with great patience, called Tzivar Befnei Atzmai, every command by itself, Lahavinoi al Tchunasi, to understand it properly, Kach Yekur Kirishma, called Tzivar V'Tzivar, Oynesh V'Oynesh, every command, every punishment, Taniska Bar Yosim Alibai, Lahavinoi, you should pay attention to understand it, Kihu Tzivar HaMelech HaGadol Baruch Hu. By the way, now we understand why the Mechaber is Doiresh Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Hayom. It's sort of a continuation of Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph says you should say Shema Be'ema B'yir Bereses V'ziyah. The question is, why should I say Shema Be'ema B'yir Bereses V'ziyah? It's like a new proclamation of the king. Therefore, the Mechaber explains, Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Hayom B'chol Yom Yiyu Be'einecha K'chadoshim. Okay. Now, Sif Katan Hey, Etzlei, because we're going to say, Al Achaz Kam Vakam Tzach Shir Lahavin B'chol Pa Ma Shomer. Each time you say, you should try to understand what you're saying, V'loi L'Kroyis of Emerutza, and not to read it hastily, Kefi Aherga, V'rak Latzos Yedei Kriya. You should not read it hastily, as a Regilos, only to be Yoytze reading it, but to try to understand it. Okay, so now we come to another important aspect of Shema. If you remember in the Tefillah show when we were learning Mizmor L'Saida, we learned from Rabbi Avram Falaji quoted the Megala Amukos, so that Mizmor L'Saida encapsulates the entire Tefillah. Mizmor L'Saida, Hariu Lashem Kal Ha'aretz V'Shetevas Halacha. Before you start to daven, you learn Halacha. Bayu Lefanav Bernana. You come before Hashem. Excuse me. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Serve Hashem with joy. That's karbanos. Bayu lefanav bernana is psukei de zimra. De'u, you should know. Ki Hashem hu aleikim. That's kriya shema where you have the big dalet and the big ayin. De'u. Hu asanu v'loy anachnu. Amoy v'tzayin marisai. So amoy v'tzayin marisai is focusing on the kavana that one should have, that one would give up their life if ever put to the ultimate test. But when you say, Hu asanu v'loy anachnu, He made us and we belong to Him, that's a reference to the fact that Hashem created us with 248 limbs, and this is also an essential kavan in Shema, that Shema has 248 words, keneged the 248 evar of shaladam. Says the Mechaber, B'krishma yesh ramach tevois, u'kidei lahashlam ramach keneged evar of shaladam, mesayim shel tzibor, Hashem elokechem emes. The shel tzibor ends off Hashem elokechem emes, That's how Svardim do it. The Shel Tzibur says, Hashem Lekechem Emes, Hashem Lekechem Emes. Haga, uvezak kol adam yotzei. And with the Chazan saying it, everyone is yotzei, the Ramach words, Hoyl v'shoymin mipiv shel Shel Tzibur shel Shetevus Elu, since they hear from the Shel Tzibur these three words. V'im hayochid roitze gamkein l'amram im ha-Shel Tzibur. If let's say a yachid wants to say with the tzibur Hashem alekechem emes, they're allowed to. Ein iser b'darva, there's no iser. Now, what if somebody's davening b'chidos? Could you, when you finished davening, say Hashem alekechem emes? In other words, say Ani Hashem alekechem emes. That the Ramah doesn't say, it sounds like You could say it with the tzibur, but you can't say it on your own. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Hey, Sivkatan Vav, L'hashlam Ramach. Now, this is sourced in the Zohar. Okay, this is very interesting. This din of the Mechaber, that there are 248 words, 248 limbs, and one says 248 words in Shema, there is no source in, this is not found in Shas. This is sourced in the Zohar. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kedisa b'medrash hanelam. Medrash hanelam is a Zohar. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda v'amar, Rifus tihi l'sharecha. It is a remedy for your navel. V'shikoi la'atzmeisecha. And an elixir for your bones. Hatoira hi refu al aguf. The Torah is a remedy for one's body. V'la'atzameis, and one's bones. V'ayil mazeh v'ayil mahaba. By the way, if you remember, a few of you were on at the end of a shir one day when I threw out my theory that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Do you remember this? The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Igisba Yom Malayla, and then there's a mitzvah like concentrated Talmud Torah twice a day. This Zohar supports it, because the Zohar is going on Shema, and the Zohar is saying, Torah is refuah for your guf, Ba'il Mazam El Mabah, to Amar Reb Nehoirai, Amar Reb Nechemya, Be Kriya Shema, Ye... Ramach Tevo is Kiminyan Evar of Shaladam, Vahakari Kriyashma Kitsikunai, Kal Evar Ve'evar Noitel Teva Achas Misrape Boy. Each and every Evar takes a word and is Misrape. Veda Rifus Hila Sharecha. So again, this implies that Kriyashma is Talmud Torah. There's our saying, Torah heals you. Well, where do you see? Because Kriyashma has 248 Evar. Anyway, I valibi Krishma Ain Sham Ella Rama Tevas, only 245. My takante. So what's the remedy? Tiknu Shay Shliat Sibur Khoizer Shalash Tevas. The Masakan the Shel Sibur repeats three words. Uman Ninhu Hashem Elakechem MS. Kede Lahashlam Ramach Tevas Alakal. Vikal Ha'imer Krishma Shaloi Imat Sibur Enoi Mashlame Varov. Anyone who davens Vichidos, his limbs are missing. Question, what if you're davening with the tzibur, but you're lagging behind? What if you're still saying Shema? What do you do then? Do you need to stop and listen to Hashem Elokeichem Emes? Ah, look in the Dershu, note 6. V'ha'korei kriya shema matziru shil tzil amri Hashem l'yam v'dayinu emtza kriya. The Shari Tshuva writes in the name of the Seder Hayom, be silent in the middle of kriya shema and listen to Hashem l'kecham emes and then finish kriya shema and it works. Okay, now I want to show you a continuation of the Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to come back to something. So what should a guy who's davening b'yichidus do? Mai takante. Ah, you say 15 vavs. Hello, by the way, you'll see clearly that Kel Melech Naaman is not the takana of choice. Kel Melech Naaman is not the eitzah of choice. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Moshe would not say Kel Melech Naaman, period. Period, if I'm not mistaken. Not betzibur, not beyichidos. It's not the eitzah of choice to get 248. What do you do if you daven beyichidos? Have in mind there are 15 vavs in emes v'yatzim v'nachem v'kayim v'yashem v'nemem v'yavuchavim. 15 vavs. Vav. 15 vavs. Vav times 15 is 90. Yeah? 90 is 3 Havayas. Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26, plus the 4 letters is 30. So you got this? 15 Vavs is 90. 90 is 3 Shem Havayas. How? Havayas is 26 plus the 4 letter. So that's a way of getting another 3 words. Yechavin betezvav vavin de'emes v'yatsiv. By the way, the Shari Tshuva says that if you're lagging behind the Chazan, and it's better to stop and hear Hashem Elokeichem Emes than to have in mind to be yotze with the V'yatzev Nachem Mekam V'yasher. V'yatzev Nachem Mekam V'yasher is secondary to Hashem Lekechem MS. Okay. What do you do with the 248?
Yes.
Who says you have to say, who says you got to get 248 in the Kriya Shema Lamita?
Well, a lot of people do that.
It's a Shemira. It's a Shemira. Yeah. Why is it 248? That's why I say three paragraphs at night time.
Yeah.
It's from three.
It's from that result. It's not my Yikra Adin to say three parashiyos. I'm serious. It's not my Yikra Adin. Doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch you should say three parashiyos. Now, it's a good idea if you didn't say the three parashiyos in Shul. Then you have to say Medayraisa. But it's not a halacha to say the three. You mean, what did Rav Moshe do with Kel Melech? Did he say Kel Melech Naaman and Kriya Shema Alamita?
Yep.
I can't answer for him.
And you say Kriya Shema early, what do you do the second time then? By night.
If you say Kriya Shema early, who says the 248 has to be at the time you're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shema? I don't know. Good Ha'ara. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know in my yeshiva and Rav Moshe, I don't think the Kel Melech Naaman was the takan of choice. I don't think it was. I know a lot of people do it. I know, you know, in the Chadarim, they definitely, the kids say it. But if I'm not mistaken, Rav Moshe was not, that was not his custom. One
every
second.
Every siddur in the world has it.
I'm going to tell you 100 other things that you have in the siddur. But yeah, the siddur, but it also, so then do you say it when you daven with the tzibur? No, you're not allowed to say it. It's an usur to say it. It's an isser. But every single siddur in the world has it. What are you going to do, you know? So
1 second, it says in the Mishnah Berurah by Kriya Shema Alamita,
yeah.
Mishnah Berurah says, "V'toiv loima tamid kol Kriya Shema,
v'yirah
mach nevois, v'tzeroiv hel melech nema."
That's a toiv. Toiv is not a halacha. Rabbi Yeager, you know that.
Toiv is... I know.
So you want to know, what do you do to get the 248? Question, is the Indian of Kriya Shema Alamita Dafka the 248? Let's say I don't want to say Kel Melech Naaman. Is there no Indian to say Kriya Shema three parshiyos?
It's a Shmir of all Ramachibara.
That's what... But I'll tell you where it's not. It's not in the Mechaber Ramah, right?
No, the Ramah's coming in this Simah. He brings Kedah Ramah in a second.
One second. Before, let's go to Kriya Shema Alamita. Right? Reish Lamed Tes.
Aleph.
Din Kriya Shema Alamita. The toiv loy matam kogresh nashi ramach tevis v'tzerv kel melech naman lishmar ramach ivarav. I hear. Look, that's al pi kabbalah to say three parshas of Shema before you go to sleep. The Gemara in Brachas in the beginning of Brachas says that you say the first parsha of Shema and biyad chav kiruchi. That's meikar hadin. Okay, let's see how the Rama tells us to get the 248. I remember I once said this, and I got a lot of emails, so it's good. It's okay. But right, so far we didn't see anything about Kel Melech Naaman. Now raise your hand if you say Kel Melech Naaman when you're down with the tzibur. Okay, nobody's admitting it. Good. Don't do it again. You're not allowed to say Kel Melech Naaman when you're down with the tzibur. By the way, Kel Melech Naaman might be that it's like this. You're supposed to answer Amen there, according to the Ramah. You're supposed to answer Amen. And if you're davening b'yechidus and you can't answer Amen, so then, okay, it says in the Siddur, Kel Melech Naaman. We'll see that in the Ramah. Now, v'im hukari b'yachid. If you're saying Shema B'yachid, Yechavim B'tesva Vavin, Shabem Asiyatsev, Sha'olim Tishim, 15 Vav equal 90, Deim Keneged Shloishesh Shema Savaya, which correspond to the three Shema Savaya, Shekol Shem, Oila Esim B'sheish, each Shem is 26, V'arba Oisiyosev Heim Shloishim. Let's continue here tomorrow. There is a Yeshayim of Kel Melech Neman. It's an early practice. Well, let's see it tomorrow, okay? Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.